Is it just a trend? Or is there some truth behind those numbers?
Not like, oh yeah, I'm certain one of those is going to win the title.
That's a trend, and I don't think it's true.
It's time to find out. It's Trend or Truth on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.
Welcome back, BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Joe G, Aaron Hawks are with you on a Thursday. Yes, one of our favorite segments, Trend or Truth, as we look forward to Super Bowl 57. And, I mean, this is probably the biggest one, the biggest time you'll see the most stuff out there. So many different trends, so many different things with each of these teams. But then Super Bowl trends, right? Like, just over the history of the Super Bowl, what matters, what doesn't. Let's dive into some of these here. When it comes to this matchup and then just the Super Bowl itself, the trends of over the course of the years. I thought this is kind of interesting how it's just played out. I mean, I don't know if it necessarily hits this Super Bowl so much because we have a spread at 1.5 right now. But, you know, we have now reached even on both sides in the history of the Super Bowl with the underdog versus the favorite. 27-27-2 is the official tally now on the spread, ATS.
So good.
I guess that was – numbers. That's what I was going to say. Eventually it would even out.
Yeah.
It is great.
Yeah, that's terrific. I didn't even realize that. We're exactly there. I don't think we're going to get a push this time. I don't think we're going to get push number three because I don't expect it to close on a number where that would be a likely scenario, right? How about this one? Found it interesting. I think common sense would tell us that the team to score first is most likely to win the game. But if you look at Super Bowls, and this is pointed out by Fox Sports, the team that scores first in the Super Bowl has won the game 68% of the time. Trend or truth?
Well, truth.
55-60 would not surprise me, but I'm saying, well, the truth would be, let's look ahead to this game. Yes, it's a fact, but will the team that score first win the game? Both of them are great, as we mentioned, early in games, especially Andy Reid with extra time to prepare, and the Eagles have dominated just jumping on teams early, even though they haven't played the toughest teams around. So will the team that scores first win this game?
This one, I will say, for this particular matchup, I don't feel strongly about that. I think the team that scores second can absolutely win the game. But just based on the trend, if you love a first touchdown scorer prop, if it's like that, you're betting it. I mean, should you bet that team to win the game too? Correlate those two things?
You could. I mean, we're talking near knocking on 70% of the time.
I think also maybe it's a little bit of a trend because some of the Super Bowl matchups weren't as competitive as like an AFC title game or the NFC. You know, sometimes these teams might not be as good. I don't think that's the case this year. But we have seen some sort of not quite, I guess some lopsided and some were closer games, but some weren't. So that's why I might lean trend here.
I would definitely go trend. You have a couple of great offenses. This is something that, especially you know, in this era, that I wouldn't buy into that much because, I mean, you're going to see teams that go down 2-3 scores and come back and win games. That would not be a big surprise to me. Like Mahomes, if he's down, doesn't matter. Nobody's scared. How many times have the Eagles played from behind in this year? That's a good question, I think, because we certainly haven't seen it in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I mean, it played to a tie, and that was as good as we got very early on in that game against San Francisco. But playing from behind, we have not seen one of the reasons. Another one added to the list why Philadelphia is a little challenging to handicap this
year. Yeah, I mean, I think of the Colts game, they were down the fourth quarter, and Hurts brought them back. But I mean, that was a slog game, right? They weren't down 31-10 or, you know, 31-17, it was 17-3 or whatever, and they came back and won the game. Let me throw this one at you because I thought this is kind of interesting. We speak about the NFL as if offense wins, and it does. But we are on a 7-game streak now. The last 7 Super Bowls have been won, and 6-1 ATS, by the way. So not just one, but 6-1 ATS. But 7-0 straight up, the team that came into the game allowing fewer points per game has won the Super Bowl. My theory on this is they're all good offenses that make the Super Bowl now. So which team has the better defense tips the scales? That's my guess on why this is happening, right? Because you can't make the Super Bowl anymore with a bad offense. So they're all good offenses. Which has the stronger defense is I guess, winning out now in this game.
You're not going WIP caller on me and telling me defense wins championships, are you?
No. No, but I did hear someone posted a clip of a call this morning because they ran the ball a lot these two playoff games, right, because they were winning. So someone called and said the reason they won these games by this big of margin is they finally listened to us speaking about callers. So the callers are taking credit.
RG3's checking in.
Yep. Yes, he is. What do you think about this?
I guess it makes sense. It makes sense, but are you willing to say part of me is thinking like that's a chalk one up for the Eagles side of the column, right?
Yeah.
Because sure. I mean there's a big difference. They have the big advantage on defense. But I also I'll be the first one now again this era how different it is. You think over the years the different kinds of teams that it took to win. I think it's different now. Even though we have seen some lower scoring games recently, you still need that alien quarterback in most situations. That's what everybody wants. And certainly what Kansas City has. We'll see how good Hurts can raise his level to. I mean, I buy into it a little bit, but just give me the offense, man. Like you can make this sort of a run being a middle of the road defense if you have that great QB.
Sure. Well, that's the Chiefs. That's kind of what they've been.
That's exactly. Well, what about last year? It wasn't the Rams, but they were the elite offense, which to your point, you've got to be to get here. It doesn't matter if you score points in this game to get here. You're going to need to depend on that offense a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say it's a little trendy, but it makes sense.
Yeah, and it's a shorter sample, so it's. Mm-hmm. I think we could still fall into the trend. Sure. Only seven.
How about Andy Reid? When you have a large sample size like this, and you've had so much success, there's going to be a lot of stuff to dive into as far as trends over your entire career, and one of them, the old standby, Andy Reid off the bye. There's that angle to it. It's Andy Reid against his former team, a much smaller sample, but he's 3-0 straight up, 3-0 against the spread, against the Eagles. I mean, you can pick a number of games. What do you think? Do we buy into the Andy Reid positive trends here in this spot?
I mean, if you include the postseason. I believe this. I just found this article from a couple of weeks ago. So this was before the Jaguars game. So we can add one to it. Andy Reid heading into the postseason this year was 27-4 postseason included off the bye. So now he's 28-4 off a bye.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 32 games. It's basically two seasons of football. He barely loses ever.
And how about
the Walrus is a genius.
As an underdog in the playoffs, 67%. He's 6-3-1 against the spread with the Chiefs and Eagles as an underdog in the playoffs, which at the moment he is. I'm not sure that he's going to be.
I'm not either. Now, one thing I think it's to point out, just to give context to the 28-4, two of those losses are in the Super Bowl. Right? He lost the Patriots in 04. He lost the Bucks 2 years ago. And he obviously won the one against the 49ers. So he's 1-2 off the bye in the Super Bowl. So what does that mean he is? He's 27-2? 27-2 non-Super Bowl buys. So the Super Bowl has been a little bit different.
Yeah. So should we look at that differently? Should we point to Andy Reid off the bye in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, well, that's a different story, right? 1-2 versus 27-2. It's a totally different.
Yeah, I mean,
I guess it's
the best team. Yeah.
He's going up against – now, also those two losses are against Tom Brady. So there's context to everything, right? Like, yeah.
Especially during this segment, right? Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Another – Where's the other one that stood out to me? It was, wow, you, yeah, again, the Mahomes has a dog. I don't think he's going to be a dog. Or it might be a pick'em. Right?
Yeah.
A pick'em would be fun. That would be a fun, that would be really cool if we go off as a pick'em.
Winning the Super Bowl usually means you cover the spread. That did not happen last year. Rams win the game, did not cover the point spread, closed about 4.5. Okay. But history tells us that the winner will cover. The Super Bowl winners are 47-7-2 ATS. ATS. 47-7-2. That is 87%. So will the winner cover, unlike last year, with this number? You would think.
You would.
Yeah, since it's such a tight spread, it's pretty.
I don't see it getting the three. Yeah, I don't see it getting the three. Pretty strong one. Anything else? A lot of the Super Bowl historical trends that have nothing to do with these two teams, I don't really. I mean, that the one I just gave, that's a common sense one. I would look to stuff that fits these specific teams. I wouldn't look at stuff like, oh, in the Super Bowl, this has always happened. No, because every situation is very different. These are obviously different teams, different quarterbacks, different play callers, coaches, all that. A different injury situation, I think, on both sides this time around, which is going to be the big story next week.
Do we put anything, any stock, like on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being none or almost none, 10 being a lot, into last year's matchup? Same coaches, same quarterbacks.
Oh, the regular season game.
Mm-hmm.
Very little for me. Very little because the Eagles have changed so much.
Oh, wow.
I know the personnel, a lot of it's the same, but I'm saying style of play and the amount of success that they've had with Hurts this year, going 16-1 with him as a starter. So I would say very little.
And it was early last year, and Tyreek Hill wasn't there. Yeah, I think it's more noise than signal for this game. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily. We'll dive into College Hoops next on the BetQL Network.